Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we, as we prepare for our 4th of July weekend, that we open ourselves to all that you are leading our country to, especially during these turbulent times, and that we may be signs of your presence to all in the confusion that is around us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is the first day of July. We're well into summer at this point. And we are here, obviously, on the 13th week, the end of the 13th week, at least the workday of ordinary time. And we're continuing in Amos. This is coming from the 8th chapter of Amos. And you can find this, obviously, if you're using whatever form of daily readings that are there, including Bible.usccb or any book you may have, such as Magnificat or any daily readings magazine or whatever the case may be. So we have all that there. And this is coming again to us from the 8th chapter of Amos. Now, just like on aspects of this, the readings, there is a little bit of skipping around there. There's a couple chapter, a couple verses that are missing. They don't really change the reading itself, but that's always there. So the reading is actually the Amos 8, 4 to 6, and then 9 through 12. However, there's nothing wrong with going to the Bible, looking at the prophet Amos and reading chapter 8 or 8 through 4 through 12 or whatever the case may be. But there is a focus on that that's important. And it really is something we heard this past Sunday, 4 or 5 days ago. And that is that what's being condemned here is this attitude of focusing on the things of earth as opposed to the things of heaven. So one of the great abominations in the Old Testament, and no one ever talks about this, is mistreating the poor. As a matter of fact, if you know from the New Testament, from the Gospel in Matthew, one of the things that Jesus teaches is that our salvation is based on how we treat the poor and unfortunate. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. There was an old joke you may have heard of the man who went to heaven. He actually is a particular occupation, but I'm not going to go down there for a radio show. And he's a particular occupation, but we'll just say this man gets up to heaven and he, you know, says, you know, want to get into heaven. And they, and St. Peter looks over the list of names and his name is not there. He says, I'm sorry, you're not in the book of life. So the guy says, well, I must be. I mean, I have to be. And he says, well, I'm looking at it. Your name is not here. So he calls up St. Joseph. St. Peter calls St. Joseph. St. Joseph, well, what do I do here? And St. Joseph asks him, well, if he ever did anything, did you ever do anything in any good thing in your life? And he says, well, just the other day, I gave a nickel to a person who asked, was begging for money on the street. And he says, okay. He says, do you ever do anything else? Well, he says, you know, the day after that, I gave another nickel to someone who was just, you know, begging on the street. And so St. Peter says, well, you know, Joseph, this is what he seems to say. What should I do? And Joseph says, oh, give him back his dime and tell him to go to hell. It's that understanding that if you are not open to the needs of others, regardless of how devout you may be, if you are devout, regardless of how devout you may be, that's it. You have no understanding of getting into heaven because it's how we treat others that's essential. And even if you live the so-called perfect moral life, you never do anything wrong, you've never broken any one of the commandments, but you've never experienced or practiced charity in any way whatsoever, then that still is abomination. Is the, you know, if you in your way of living your life, you do nothing for the poor, that's an abomination according to God. And this comes out very strong throughout the entire book of Amos. But what we're seeing here is it's right there. So the first line where he complains about those who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. Well, why would people do that? Because it is to their economic advantage. That's why. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain? Because there were certain times that they could not sell the grain. They had to wait until certain, because of certain liturgical issues and stuff like that. And then it says in the Sabbath that we may open our grain bins, because the focus is, yeah, we have to get this whole religious stuff out of the way so that we can go out and make money. And that is condemned. And always understand that this is a general reaction. This is a general condemnation. In other words, even though Amos is speaking to the nation of Israel, this is something that happens all the time. And so it's an understanding of how you focus on how you serve the poor. And you may live a perfect moral life. Don't even tell so much as a white lie, but you turn your heart against the needy. And God will say, you have not done what I asked you to do. And again, you can see that in Matthew 25. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us on CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also connect to the parish. You can send us feedback. You can send us requests. You know, I had something happen. I mentioned to it earlier. Was someone listening to the radio program and called me up at the parish and left a message. I wasn't near the phone at the time, but I called them right back. And they were surprised at that. They said, "Oh, yeah, you called us right back." So, yeah, you any kind of feedback you want to send to us, and I hear it, I listen to it, no matter what it is. Please don't send anything anonymously, because that's not any good. You know, not anyone can write anything anonymously. But if you do, I read it too, so whatever. And you can also send anything, feedback, whatever, at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful message that we have from the book of Amos, that how we treat the poor is just important as any kind of moral code that we follow. And if we do not treat the poor well, then we will be cast into hell, because we have not done what the Lord has said. We're called to reach out to those who are needy. Now, one of the things that is there is we can understand the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. In one of my former parishes, I used to have someone who always helped me in a funeral. He was always served in a funeral. He's retired. And there are other people that do it also, including the parish at St. Anthony right now. But I would ask him why, and he says it's one of the corporal works of mercy, bury the dead. That's what I'm doing. And so he did that as doing the corporal work of mercy of burying the dead. There's all kinds of things where they're to help the poor. Now, one of the questions that people will ask all the time is, if someone is asking for money on the street, should I give it to them? That is always a toss-up. It's really up to you, you know. And I remember some people say, well, if we give them money, then they will use that to go buy alcohol. And Dorothy Day used to say, well, that's their choice. But if you're giving money to someone who asks for it, then you receive the grace for doing that. Now, others will say, no, absolutely do not. But I always suggest, like one of my favorite places is St. Francis House. I would suggest give money to an agency that helps the poor, because then it goes along much further. So that's one of the things that you can do. So give money to, and so that, and if someone, then you can also encourage people to go to the agency. One of the things that, for example, the homeless suffer from is, there are a couple things, but having no contact with people. And granted, they'll have contact with other people who are homeless. But if they don't have that, if they're sleeping alone someplace, then they have no human contact. And some of them will tell you that's very painful. And, you know, one of the things that I do, I probably disagree with everything that's in the newspaper. But if I'm walking around and someone is selling spare change, I will always buy a copy of spare change. Always buy a copy of spare change. I disagree with everything in it, probably, but that doesn't mean anything. That's a way to help the poor, and it really helps someone who maybe very poor but has a literary side. You know, I'm a writer, so I love writing, and I love to foster anything to do with writing. So in any case, all of that is there in... And, you know, I'd strongly encourage understanding that we are called to take care of the poor. And that is, again, in Matthew 25, it is a qualification to get into heaven. If you have done nothing for the poor, then Jesus says that I'm going to do nothing for you. So it's a very powerful qualification. And you can see that doing nothing for the poor is an abomination in the Old Testament. So keep that in mind. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend. And remember, come by at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday. Have a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.